I do love seeing their quirks and their excitement and getting random emails in the middle of the week saying, oh, I just found this really cool piece. Can we play it? And it's like something like Appalachian Spring, or everything's new to them. And it's so exciting.
Maureen Hickey H. is the conductor of the Dayton Philharmonic Youth Orchestra and Youth Strings. I'm David Cream with Arts Focus.
I have conducted youth strings for a year and a half now. This is my first year with youth orchestra, so I've been in the position for a little over 6 months. I'm a violinist to begin with, so I started violin when I was 3 through the Suzuki method because my parents were overconfident about my abilities, and my 2 older sisters already played, so I had good role models at home. I ended up being in band in school, so I played French horn for a while and was in marching band, did color guard. My first conducting experience was being a drum major for marching band. Very different from orchestral conducting, but a good basis. You learn all the patterns and learn how to memorize. And I went to school for violin performance, and then I ended up getting 2 master's degrees in violin performance and orchestral conducting.
What are some of the challenges of working with youth groups like the DPYO and the Youth Strings?
So I'd say specifically with Youth Strings, there's a broader range of age. And so the approach pedagogically has to differ throughout rehearsal to catch both the like precocious but shy 12-year-old who needs a little bit more of the like goofy general music teacher persona. They need a little bit more encouragement. And then you can have these very serious like 15 and 16-year-olds who maybe, you know, wish that they were in the full orchestra already but still need some of that string orchestra basic stuff. And making sure that you're not talking down to them or that they're not presuming that you're talking down to them. And of course, with youth orchestra, I mean, it's just me in a room full of 75 high schoolers.
That sounds terrifying.
So sometimes, you know, they can be a little bit squirrely. They can definitely be very, very energetic. My Sundays are very long because I have youth strings. They energize me, but sometimes reining them in can be a bit of a challenge.
What kinds of repertoire do you pick for groups like that?
For youth orchestra, I came in with an idea of trying to get a broad range of the classical canon so that they can have experience with all different types of music that an orchestra typically plays. So our first concert in December was very much your like standard meat and potatoes. We did a Beethoven symphony, and we did a piece by Lily Boulanger, because I think it's really important to make sure that they know, you know, women were also composing music and that they're getting a diverse show of repertoire. And then we did William Tell. So 3 pretty standard pieces, because I knew that the spring concerts, we have one in March 7th, which is a little bit more pops oriented. So that'll feature the Dayton Ballet School Ensemble and the Dayton Opera Artists in Residence. So it's ballet music and some musical theater. And then the last concert of the year in May will feature all American music. Trying and thinking of these 4-year blocks where I can expose the students to a lot of different music. Next year, I'd like to do like a Tchaikovsky. I'd like to do some Mexican music, try to really show all the stuff that an orchestra can do.
What's your weekday job?
So I'm the Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra librarian. I am an introvert, which makes conducting a pretty tiring pursuit. I really enjoy the high intensity, like small periods of time where I'm like very much on and performing and teaching. But it's nice to have most of the week I am by myself in a room marking parts or emailing.
What excites you most about conducting a youth orchestra?
Their excitement. Because youth orchestra was my favorite thing in high school. And playing music with other people was my favorite thing. Even though I didn't have a lot of people from my school who were in youth orchestra with me, it was more of a musical pursuit than a social one. But I still felt so connected to everyone there when we were playing together.
Maureen Hickey H. is the conductor of the Dayton Philharmonic Youth Orchestra and Youth Strings. You can find a schedule of their events as well as all DPAA performances at daytonperformingarts.org. I'm David Crane. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.